This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Tom Withers is in today for Jeff. Happy holidays to Jeff. And happy holidays to you, too, as well, Tom. Especially thank you for bringing the cookies in that we talked about last segment that look outstanding. So here's my point that we were getting to. And by the way, if you want to hop into the conversation, 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. The one thing I don't want them to do going into next year is have both of these guys on the hot seat and just like being one or two games away from getting fired. If you're going to bring them back next year, commit to them for the entire season. I'm sorry.
I would agree with that.
But I hate when we'll get to like a month before the season, we're like, oh, look, the odds are out. What coach is going to get fired first? To go into a season like that, I just think it's ridiculous. If you know or you think that they're one boo-boo away or one bad play call away from being fired, fire them now. Cut your losses now. You can't walk into a season next year again, especially if you've got two first-round picks that you're going to try to develop and you're going to help them become better football players and maybe you're increasing your odds of becoming a better football team. Walking into next season with both of these guys on the hot seat, I think it's just you're asking for another year of disaster. You're going to tack on another year on the back end of this thing.
Except, though, and I'll go back to what I said to you earlier, Andy. If you were ownership, though, what were your expectations going into this year? Did you already have the realization that this was going to be brutal, that this was going to potentially be another three-win season where you, as you said earlier, develop the two quarterbacks, right? That was one of the mandates, right?
Do you really think they were coming in saying we're going to develop both these? Because I tend to believe the redshirt Shador.
Yeah, I think they wanted to get a good look at both of them. Like that, they were hoping to get a look at both of them at some point. And sure enough, the attrition of a season, right? The injuries, the trade. Once again, I'm with you. I would have loved at the bye week to have an explanation to why.
Just explain
number one,
it.
Why did we trade Kenny Pickett? And number two, why is Joe Flacco in the Cincinnati Bengals uniform today? Doesn't make any sense, right? So, and then obviously we had the Dee Podesta departure, which I'm not sure if that is a foreshadowing of things to come. I don't know. Again, I really haven't heard much. I apparently there's an Adam Rappaport report out there about there being potential that Andrew Berry would be retained and Kevin would be let go. But I'll get back to what you said.
But if you bring the general manager back and he's in on the system to hire the new head coach, you're probably committing to Andrew for two or three years.
I think if you bring, well, here's the other thing too. Let's not forget that these guys just got contract extensions in 2024, right? June of 2024, following the 2024 season. So it's not that long ago that ownership looked at those two and said, these are the guys we're going to go forward with, okay? Not much has changed since then, Andy, except more losses have been put on their resumes, right?
Yep.
It's still been, and in that period between, they had arguably an A draft, right?
Yeah.
Now, I know one draft doesn't make up for four or five bad ones by any means, right? And I still think there are some real, you know, roster malfunctions and dysfunctions that, you know, have not been alleviated and have only led to more problems. But I think you just have to reflect on how did ownership really feel about the hand that they dealt these guys going into this year before you make any more rash changes or judgments. Again, I'm kind of right down the middle still. I was told a few weeks ago that the last four or five games were going to matter. Now, I don't know if that meant just whether it was a win or a loss or how they played. And I don't know, at this point, should that matter, right? Given we've got a pretty sizable body of work for both gentlemen at this point, and I think we can make some rational observations, if not judgments, on them both.
I don't know why I have this weird feeling, and this is totally gut, that they get to draft day, and they end up, and again, I don't know who the general manager is going to be, or I don't know who the head coach is going to be at that point, but I have a feeling they get to draft day, they decide they want to draft a quarterback because they've got a new general manager who feels like they can win with somebody who's coming in out of the draft. They go out and get another veteran quarterback, and then they trade Shador.
Well, that's the other thing. You're at a point two now. You're in midstream.
And I don't know why that. That feels like it's a lot of points to get to, but it doesn't seem improbable.
Well, that's a great point too, Andy. So you've enacted a plan, right? You made a shift at some point here during the season that this is the way we're going to go. At least we're gonna figure out whether this is an option for us going forward, right? Now, suddenly in midstream, you're going to shift again. This franchise that's been through nothing but transitions for the entirety of the Haslam ownership tenure, right?
Yes.
So all of a sudden, you're going to shift again after you've just told us not that long ago that we finally have learned patience. We finally have learned how to take a reasonable approach to all of this. And now you're going to do that again. So
listen, so does that buy them another year based on what you just said?
That's what I'm saying. That's why I felt like
this would be the hardest year to bring both of them back if they decided to do it.
And I don't disagree, but by the same token, and people say, well, you got to create some momentum for next year, and you're going to lose all your fan base. You're not going to lose this fan base. This fan base is the most loyal, passionate fan base that there is, maybe on the face of God's green earth. Right? They don't go away. If they were going to go away, they would have gone away a long time ago.
The harder part, though, I just think it's generational. And, I think about, I didn't have a choice, right? I was a Browns fan. I was born into this thing, right? There are some things you don't have choices on.
Same.
And I suppose if I got older, I wanted to root for another team, I could, but my dad probably wouldn't talk to me and that would have been ugly. But, I just have a feeling that if you keep raising ticket prices without winning,
don't get me wrong.
PSL owners to have to rebuy and buy new PSLs.
Right, but
first of all, your generation now has no faith or belief that you're going to the playoffs at all. Unlike, our generation where I'm like, oh, well, they've got a shot. They got a shot to get this. And that's where the stupidity is of being a fan.
Right. But number 12 has given you a glimmer of hope, right? To that generation that you're talking about, right?
Yes,
okay.
Especially the younger.
Likable kid, can be polarizing, what have you. People have very strong opinions about him one way or another.
He's
right?
Electric. I mean, when you see him walk into a room, there's something about him. You're like, I kind of like this guy.
Okay, so as painful as this year has been, and listen, there's going to be more scars on everyone from what we've had to endure here. You would go into an offseason, and as you know, by mid-February, once that Super Bowl is over, it is basically forgotten, right?
It's the greatest thing ever.
There's a huge pivot towards the upcoming draft, the OTAs, the potential that Shador could be the starter next year. You've got two picks in the first round. You could potentially take the Heisman Trophy winner and maybe a national champion. Who knows at that point? Momentum creates itself, and it's a self-fulfilling, this is the way the NFL works. It's the way the NFL has worked here in Cleveland for 40 years.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What are you searching for, Andy? Can I help you find something?
Yeah, there the you other go. Mouse. I was taking a couple phone calls here.
There you go.
Let's go to Kevin in Cuyahoga Falls. What's up, Kev? Happy holidays.
Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Good.
What's up, Kevin?
By the way, love the retro toy discussion, man. You guys took me back many years with that.
Oh, good stuff. Did you have one?
I had the Evel Knievel. Yes, I did, Andy. Okay. Yes, I did.
I just want to make sure. If you want to be in the club, man, you better.
The floor, man.
You bet, man.
That thing would zip.
It was awesome.
You sunk my battleship.
Oh, another good one.
I had that, too.
There you go.
Yeah, the old timey, though, with the board, you know, and you had to put the pegs in it. Remember that?
Hell yeah.
Oh, electric football? Dude, that was the best too.
And then when you look, crawler machines, that was my big one. Was the creepy crawler machine?
I did not have a creepy crawler. I just know that one kid would always get like that big electric football game where I don't even know how the thing worked. I think there were magnets and it would go,
and then
you would lose the football, and then someone had to use a cotton ball.
How about Light Bright?
Light Bright was good too.
That Light Bright, yeah,
that was big in our house until my brother started spelling curse words on there, and my mom was like, "Okay, that's enough of Light Bright for now."
Oh man, all right, Kev, what do you got for us?
All right, last tour before the Browns, me and my next door neighbor, my buddy, we did Stretch Man until he popped in the middle. So
Stretch Armstrong. Yeah.
Love him.
Yes. Everyone wanted to see the goo. Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, listen, great times, man. I kind of called this a while ago. I thought the Browns, when you put all the transactions together, the trade on draft day and then getting rid of Flacco and Pickens, I totally think they were looking at 2026 already. They weren't allowed to say it, of course, you know. But I totally think that's what the whole plan was. They just weren't allowed to say it. And the part of the front office and stuff, and I love the discussion, you know, is Stefanski and, you know, what's going on, AB, all that stuff. I really think because we're not told anything, it's been the, you know, the dome of secrecy and the, you know, the Vulcan Meldmine Think Club, whatever they want to call themselves, you know, when DiBiase was basically shown the door, I think that was the fall man for the Watson trade. And, you know, I've said for a long time, I didn't think I'm old enough to remember the Ricky Williams trade. I know you guys. And I said there would never be a trade as bad as that. And then the Browns did it. I mean, they truly outdid themselves with the worst trade now in the history of the NFL. And I agree, Tom, you said it's going to take years to dig out. I totally agree with that. And what would make AB look better than to say, not only did I get a stud running back, which he did, and looks to be a solid, you know, tight end and fan, which he is. I mean, these are good, you know, good drafts, great. What if he says, I also got us our future quarterback in the fifth round? I mean, talking about hanging your career on a hell of a draft, that would do it. So I think Shador's here to stay. He's our starter next year. I don't see him drafting up to get another quarterback. I think they're going to hang their hat on this guy, and I think it's going to be AB and Stefanski, because I think when DiBiase went off to Colorado, that's it, and he was the fall man for it. Now, I'm guessing – because, Andy, you're right. They don't tell us anything. You know, it's the nuclear secrets in Berea, you know, because, you know, no one has, you know, clearance high enough to hear anything that's the truth. See, we have to guess at this stuff. But, man, to me, if you put the jigsaw puzzle together, it looks to me like, you know, the two that are here now are the ones that are going to stay. They had a good draft. They seem to be moving positive to the future. And DiBiase was shown the door, and he's the guy that took the fall for it. So, again, I don't know. I'm just guessing, like all of us are, but it seems to make logical to me. So, and I think we've seen enough of Shador. I think he should be our guy because he's got talent.
It makes life easier, doesn't it, Kevin, if he is the guy, which I'm okay with. I think he gets better every week. It's just a matter of making sure that he's in the right offense with the right guys around him. Thank you, Kevin.
It makes him interesting.
Paul DePodesta, for those of you that were following along.
Yeah, he got caught up in Bob DiBiasio.
That's okay.
Happy holidays, Bobby D.
Yes.
I thought it was the $1 million man, Ted DiBiasio, who's pulling the strings in the back.
Oh, there you go.
I thought. Throwing hundreds around as Andre the Giant was taking care of business.
He makes some fair points, though. I mean, you know, we've kind of been kicking these around a little bit, whether or not, and I agree with you, Andy, it does make life a lot easier if you have decided that this is your guy, though I don't think you can make that decision at this point. I think it's way too premature.
You want to make the decision, go out and beat Pittsburgh, go out and beat Cincinnati the last 2 weeks, and that makes life really easy.
And we can talk about this at another point, but Dan and I were kicking this around even before the show. Do you need a franchise quarterback in the traditional sense? Do you have to have a Josh Allen type? I mean, look at the way it's evolved over the last couple of years. I'll use Sam Darnold as an example. Who had Sam Darnold going 14-3 in back-to-back seasons on their bingo card?
Nobody,
right? And this is a guy that came in the same draft as Baker Mayfield, if I'm not mistaken, right? So there's other ways to get this done. I agree with you, Andy, wholeheartedly in that if you can decide at least to go into 2026 with Shedeur Sanders as your starting quarterback, makes things much easier. It allows you to make up at least with those two first round picks for the damage that those 3 years were caused by the Watson deal.
So just, you don't have to answer this because we're going to go to break here in a second.
I'm going to answer it anyway. Go ahead.
Franchise quarterback, yes or no? Jalen Hurts, Patrick Mahomes, Matt Stafford, Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, Nick Foles. You know, you go back and you ask yourself, do you need a franchise quarterback? Odds are better that you do.
Oh, no question. I mean, and especially this one. No, yes. Don't get me wrong, but a franchise quarterback could be somebody that could get you through 3 or 4 years here anyway, right?
Right.
Build a statue of you here.
3 years, yeah. And your longevity as a Browns quarterback makes you statue worthy, and you're definitely in the Browns Legends Club. You're in. Bingo. All right, let's come back. We'll bring in Mary Kay Cabot. We'll ask her. There's one thing in particular going around about Shador. Something that happened at the press conference the other day. It just seems bizarre. So we'll get into that, too, in the next hour. It's Baskin and Phelps. Tom Withers is in today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.